I said, I think with the upgrade that Mike's talking about and explained to us, I think we'd be best to go with alternate number two, in my opinion. I'd make a motion for that.
Okay.
For which one?
Alternate number two, put in the dual intake fetter to hold and withstand the water.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Any other discussion? Are you good? Scott, you got everything?
Yeah.
Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Kalupa.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, get them, are you taking care of that or is he taking care of that?
I'll text it right now and then I'll talk to him more about it tomorrow and Jim and I can coordinate with.
Please let them know we want to go as fast as we can on this.
As soon as he can get out there, go get rolling.
Yeah, he originally said he could be there within days.
Perfect. I'm a little concerned with.
What's kind of bullshit coming in?
With up to three inches of rain coming again between Wednesday and Thursday, that's probably not good.
Yeah, do we need any paperwork from them before they get started or anything? Do we need to have a pre-con?
Of course you do.
Do all those things and then get on. That's what I was trying to figure out. It's an emergency, so maybe the rules.
It's emergency repair, but I want you two involved in it from start to finish.
Right.
So whatever you got to do to make it work with you, with you and the company doing the project, so be it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, next item is item number 10, status of Dolan Drive and Danielle Court Extension Project.
Done. That's done, right?
Done.
Yeah, it works too.
Okay. Next item is item number 11, mowing of properties and ditches. Mike, you can go home if you want to.
I'm going to text him now.
Okay. And then please let myself and Jim and Ann, all three, know when you hear a time frame or if you hear a time frame.
Please forward the rest of it. Let us all know.
And I'll make sure Ann emails it out to everybody.
Will he need a contractor sales tax?
Yes. I know that part.
Tax exemption.
Yeah. Oh, I hate those. What you're saying.
All right, Jim, you're up.
All right. Basically, about 3 years ago, the council then, we cut back on a lot of mowing. We were mowing for a lot of properties that had nothing to do with the city of Bluegrass. We just did it. And then part of the problem was we mowed one side of the street, private property, and then on the other side of the street, they're mowing their own ditch. So it's like, this is not fair, all that stuff. And then we cut stuff back, and then now it just seems like it's gotten to where they're mowing again and they keep, taking another, 2 foot. And now over the last 3 years, we're getting back to what we were doing before. So then now I'm saying, hey, this is what we originally agreed on. And now with basically another council here, I want to, like, you guys all of a sudden think, well, why aren't you guys, why are you cutting back? Well, I'm cutting back to what we originally did. But with all that being said, with all the mowing and the ditches and the hills and all stuff, the mowers are taking a beat. And I don't know if part of it could be that we got some nice riding mowers now that with the shocks and all that stuff, that they can actually run them harder because they're not feeling the ride. It's still smooth to them, so that you can run harder. And now the bumps don't affect it, but the bumps are affecting the mowers. So now we have one mower. That's the brand new Ferris. It's got a bent wheel caster, which it's on order. He doesn't actually know when he'll get it, but it He said it'd be over a month to get it. So it'll be over cock, you know, and that is from mowing land that doesn't even, shouldn't have been mowed. So the other part of the other problem is the safety of it all, and with the way the world is now and the sue, the mowers are, it says right on their big sticker, do not mow more than 15% grade. You know, and that's a big circle and a line through. So, which personally, that's pretty, you know, that's pretty light. But anyways, but I went out and calculated the grades on different areas that were mowing. And as you can see, 58%, ones that had 62%, and the rest are in the 40s. So the guys are not complaining about mowing it. They're just gonna mow. But my worries are is, you can see some of the pictures where they slid off into the ditch, slid off into the areas where they don't mow because they can't keep the traction. They're making ruts, so then when they do slide, what's gonna happen is you're gonna hit that rut and the mower's gonna slip. And then, so what happens when somebody ends up with a broken neck and paralyzed for the rest of their life? So that those are my concerns, of the safety and the liabilities of myself and the city.
So when I was looking over this, my first question, my first statement would be, if we're putting employees at risk and equipment's not being operated to the point of that equipment really not designed for that, I just think that needs to be stopped immediately. That would be my opinion on that. My second comment on the part of mowing things that are not in city limits or private property is, I'm going to assume partially that we started doing some of this because it made coming into the city look better.
Right. Like, oh, nice.
Right?
No,
yeah, the intent was not, was good, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if as a city that some of those private properties we want upkept better, they're getting a free service from us, right?
Yeah.
And so if we feel it's part of a nuisance or, and I don't, the last thing I would want to do is go to a, you know, taxpayer and say, hey, you're having a nuisance here, but we've been taking care of it for you, but we don't want to do it anymore. That's kind of hard to do, but I just think, what is the payoff of, you know, are we worried about West Loretta, right, not looking good when people come through there, the ones that aren't taking care of it? And if we are, then it just becomes a nuisance payment. And I know that that's a sore subject, but if that's how we would want to approach it, then I just don't think the city should mow. Especially your example of the neighbor across the street takes care of theirs, but these people aren't. So how is that any different than somebody on my street, on the cross from me, not mowing their yard, but I mow mine? Nobody's going over to take care of those. They're getting a nuisance payment. So.
And we fixed a lot of that, or we did fix a lot of it, you know, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. But it's still it still occurs, you know. And I agree. A lot of these people are not going to do anything, and yeah, you're right. The grass is not going to look as nice when we did it. But then, I guess, how is that being fair to, like you said, the neighbor across the street? How's that being us spending, you know, tearing up mowers that are costing $12,000 to $13,000 a piece, and you know, and then having to replace them every couple of years? So, and the big thing is the biggest thing is the liability to all of us. For, you know, I don't know if it seems like are they sliding more now? I mean, the ground does move and whatever. Is it getting a little bit worse? worse than it was, you know, 3-4 years ago? Possibly. You know, I don't know. But it's just, I don't want to get hurt, I think. And so then the next question is, you know, what do you cut out? What do you not cut out? You know, how do we balance all this?
I'm a little bit concerned about one particular mowing that we do that is technically not city limits, and we mowed it because seeing as how that piece of property is not in city limits, that farmer is not required to mow that ditch.
Right.
So it's gonna grow up and it's gonna look like horrible, which is the reason why we started mowing it to start with.
Mm-hmm.
I get the idea of not mowing property that's not ours, or obviously life safety is the most important thing to us, or the key, but I want you also to keep in mind that the mowing that gets done now was for the beautification of bluegrass. And I'm afraid that this is going to gonna turn into a war that I'm not sure we want to fight, so to speak. I have always told you, and I've told your employees both, that if there's an area they don't feel comfortable enough mowing, don't mow it. Plain and simple. I know you have a couple employees, or at least one employee, that just does what he wants to do as far as the mowing goes, but that's why I call you a lot of times and say, hey, we don't need to start mowing before 10, 11 o'clock where it's dried out or whatever the case is, or if we're going to do that, mow the flats early in the morning. But I have seen them on some hillsides that concern me. I watched one of our mowers go sliding down the hill sideways, which I'm not really impressed with. But I want everyone to understand that it's the beautification of bluegrass. And yes, if they're in city limits, obviously we can go ahead and, you know, issue nuisance abatements on it and things of that nature. But we got at least one, actually a couple of these would fall under not really in the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just food for thought.
Should
on my
opinion. Should we contact them and tell them?
Well, I think if we're going to continue to do this, and I do remember, and of course I was the mayor when this all came about the first time when they decided to move away from mowing as much as what we are doing, and I actually spoke with Jim tonight about it, and Jim said it's the same stuff that we talked about a few years ago with the last council, but he says it just keeps getting expanded more. And
is there attachment that I watch county and I watch, you know, some of the other areas, they don't seem to mow as often just because I think costs and everything. But is there an attachment we can put on our tractor that drops a side mower off and mow out just the width of
a We don't have a tractor mower.
No.
We don't even have a tractor mower anymore.
Okay.
All we have is the zero turn mowers. So if that's your question, that we don't have, can we buy a tractor with our money? Sure.
Back when I worked for the city, we used to have one.
Yeah.
And that was scary.
And I believe, I was going to say, he's not the first one that told me that, but I was believed that nobody was comfortable actually running that.
It, yeah.
So that's why we got rid of it.
I ran it. The problem is it's a wing mower.
Yeah.
And that wing, if it catches something, it pulls you in.
Okay.
Okay. So you're sitting up on top of the road, you got that wing coming down. Once it grabs something, that tractor's only gonna go where that wing goes, and that's over.
Okay.
Which is what they had north of us county did.
So
and they lost a tractor and had a injured employee.
Watching the state boys, they get big boy tractors out and you're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
But I do agree with your statement on the beautification, because I've made comments just driving into Davenport. It's like, man, I just wish Davenport would take care of that 60.
Well,
because that's your first impression, and that's why
we have a lot of comments on that, and I've even heard it from people up in Walcott. Well, at least bluegrass mows along their main drag and keeps it looking nice.
I've been part
because that road coming into bluegrass from here,
mm-hmm.
or coming into Walcott from here, they don't mow either side of the road, and I mean it's.